Hello, welcome to another episode of All Things Nursing with Nurse Choma. So today, we're going to talk about a subject that is definitely a little bit touchy in light of everything that is happening. But however, though, I also think it's so necessary and important to use this as a platform to allow other people's voices to be heard, whether it's their situations, scenarios. Within the nursing realm, within the nursing industry. And we're going to talk about racism amongst the workplace and with nursing. And if you want to, like, if you go through this episode and you want to share with me your own experiences, feel free to send a message. You can always send a voice message here, and then I'll, share your story. And everything, and so let's talk about, I guess, kind of dealing with racism. I'm just and then what I'm gonna do is just share different stories. This is not really gonna be this is gonna come from a place of just sharing people's story, sharing stories. So I remember some experiences I have witnessed, other people have witnessed, other people have shared with me, people close to me, and just kind of how it affected them and what they did about it, and or how I dealt with it or didn't deal with it. And I will tell you, just like everywhere else, racism is definitely, I mean, obviously, it's clearly prevalent in healthcare, and it's definitely also occurring in nursing. And there are a large number of African American students, and a lot of, I will say too, a lot of African American or black individuals who are in nursing school are women. So there's definitely more black women than there are black men, depending on whatever ethnicity it is. I will say for sure that there is a large number of Nigerians that are nurses, for sure, because that's just honestly what we were like. Because I'm being Nigerian, by being Nigerian, that's what was instilled in instilled into us when we were young. Like, you either become a doctor, a nurse, lawyer, or engineer, the end. Like, that was what the expectation was. So for that reason, Nigerians, I would say, are like, I want to say either like number two or like maybe number two or number three as far as the highest ethnicity of nurses, right? Of nurses, period. So and then there's also nurses that are African American here in the United States. That's this is where they lived and were raised. So, I would say, I feel as if I'm one of those people where I feel like I learn from everything, and so I try not to allow things that happen to me to hold me down or discourage me too much, But I've definitely come into contact with other coworkers. I'm sorry, I will say other classmates and other people who have shared their story and how while they were in nursing school, they were treated very unfairly. Meaning that, because in nursing school, you have clinicals as well as also lecture. So there's a number of people who are African American and intentionally they are treated unfairly by their teachers. And when I say treated unfairly, I mean putting greater expectations on them than everybody else. Another example would be really just treating them poorly, not giving them the time and attention that they need in order to be successful, not helping them, not properly grading their tests. So meaning that just not really grading their tests, honestly, just literally just filling whatever they put out there, whatever they complete, care plans, tests, midterms, and just failing them. I remember, and like even my own mom shared with me how she had, because my mom's a nurse too, and how she dealt with a lot of racism, and discrimination while she was going through school, and the teachers did not believe her when she was taking her exams. They would just fail her. There was one time where she was like, "No, this doesn't make sense. How could they, give me like a D?" Or I think it was something that was really low, and so then she reported it or something, and like then the teacher was forced to actually grade the test, and it showed that she actually got an A. And she was the only person they treated that way, and she was also the only black nurse in the class. So it's just all these unfair advantages that makes it more difficult for you to get to the other side. And this is really what this is part of what people are tired of and discouraged by, because it's like, yes, you give somebody opportunity, but it's not fair when you put way more obstacles in front of them to achieve the same opportunity as somebody else. And that is what makes things so difficult and frustrating, and that's why some people turn to anger. So definitely in nursing school, dealing with that, dealing with professors that just blatantly disrespected you. And I'm fortunate because I would say I went through a great school. I don't feel like I really experienced that to the school that I went to. But I will say one thing you can never control is patients, like the patients that you work with. And there was a time where I was a nursing student, and I had I had a patient, and this was in nursing school, because like this is why nursing school, so sometimes we among so many different emotions, so many different things they experience. But I remember I was a nursing student, and I was doing clinicals. I just went into the patient room, and then the patient called me the N-word, and I just walked right out, and I didn't go back in the room again after that. But think about it though, I was a student though, and so I had to learn. Another thing too about nursing period is I had to learn to develop tough skin in nursing school, and then once I started working. And nurses, nursing, you have to have tough skin to do this job, racism or not, you have to. And so sometimes that can be very discouraging. That can make you want to say, I'm done with nursing. I quit. But it is a part of life, right? It is a part of life. There's some people who just have their own viewpoint, and you can't change that. And then once I started working in the field and everything, I've had it before where, I had patients, and fortunately I never feel like my life was in danger or anything like that, but I did have patients who was a prison patient, because sometimes you have to take care of patients that are that are prison patients. And I had a prison patient, and this prison patient, he had the Nazi symbol on him, and so like we all like all of our all the coworkers, like we were all talking about it, and we were saying like, yeah, the patient in whatever room is racist, and yeah, he had that symbol on him and everything, and we were aware of the symbol because the ER reported it to us and told us. And so I just limited my interaction and engagement. I did what I had to do. Fortunately, that patient didn't have a lot of medications, so I didn't have to go in the room too much. But yeah, sometimes I will say one of the challenges or the points where you may experience racism as a nurse is patient care, is the patients, and then where the patients will tell you to your face, and they won't tell you why sometimes. But they will just, as soon as they see you, they will say, I want a different nurse. I want another nurse. And then there's some which who will blatantly say, I want a white nurse. I don't want this one. I want a white nurse. Or, and that would obviously be very racist. And then there will be some that will like, will come in the room and it will be more of like a passive aggressive tone or a passive aggressive type of standpoint. And you'll come in and prepare to introduce you. Obviously, you have the badge on and everything that says RN, and they will assume that you are the CNA. They will assume that you're not the registered nurse. They will not treat you as such. You always have to prove yourself first. You always have to prove yourself first versus other counterparts, other colleagues. They go into the room and yeah, immediately they just the patient submits or not. Let me not say submits, but is compliant right away. They assume they're under good care, but instead, when you're dealing with racism, it's like you have to prove yourself first, and then they trust you later. You prove yourself first, and then they trust you later, and that is the frustration, the challenge of it all. Because imagine though, not just experience this one time, but over and over and over and over and over again. I remember too, I'm also like a part of different, groups online, and there's this one group that I'm in, which is a group that's predominantly for black nurses, and there was a story of somebody who shared how she's the only black nurse, okay, and every time she goes to work, and she works on like a med surge floor, every time she goes to work, she always gets the worst patients. And this is her first job too, which also could be another reason why they're treating her terrible, but they always give her the worst patients. They never help her. They never, meaning that she's really doing this on her own, on top of getting the worst patients, because I know some people probably think, well, that's because she's a new grad. Okay, well, she'll get the worst patients. But then on top of that, she won't get adequate support by anybody, including the charge nurse. She shared, and but this is consistently because sometimes you should get a break. Yes, you give the hard patients, duh, of course you take that on, but then at some point give that person a chance to slow it down. But no, consistently getting the worst patients, the worst assignments, never getting that support. The doctors and the other coworkers were treating her maliciously. Have you ever, let me ask you a question, have you ever given report and the nurse that's older than you, that's been a nurse longer than you, gives you the silent treatment? Has that ever happened to you before? Because that's happened to me. You're supposed to be the mature one, right? Have you ever experienced that where you get on the phone, you're trying to explain something to the doctor, and the doctor makes an assumption about who you are and just ignores you. And because you need the doctor's order, right? You need the doctor to say yes, do blah blah blah. But instead, all they see is your skin color. And now it makes you look incompetent. Have you ever experienced that? That is what we mean by dealing with racism as a nurse. Racism in the workplace. And I would say too, like, it's definitely not like this everywhere. Oh, no way. Really depends on the environment, the hospital, the location, the facility, the region that you're at. But there's definitely places for 100% sure where this is very prevalent, where this is, happening, and you just have to deal with it. And sometimes too, what you tell yourself is, okay, let me just stick this out for a year, get that nursing experience, and then you're gonna leave, right? And so that's kind of how the mentality that some nurses have to reply back in is that, well, let me just stick it out and just, until they can get the job that they want to get. So these are just kind of just to show you some examples of dealing with of nurses dealing with racism in the workplace from or in period, you know, from nursing school, getting into nursing, dealing with professors, finishing nursing, then the work environment, patient care, doctors. Oh my goodness. You would be surprised. There's some doctors that have not, fortunately not me personally, but yeah, I've had other people that are close to me, and I'm just trying to also protect their privacy too, that has told me that the doctor that they had to go to get orders, report, updates, whatever, would tell them that literally would tell them something disrespectful concerning their skin color, would assume that they don't just, but saying it's one thing to think it, but it's another thing for it to come out of your, for it to, you to be so bold that it comes out of your mouth and you tell that person. And the weight of those words carries you and influences you if you don't know how to internalize, if you don't know how to, you know, process stuff. And this is another thing as nurses, especially black nurses, you have to, there's a lot of mental health too that we don't, or we're not willing to embrace, accept, or talk about. And we just deal with it and we don't talk to anybody, but you gotta talk to somebody. You know, you need the therapist, you need the therapy, you need the friend, you need the counselor, you need somebody that you can confide in. You need to process it. You need to figure out how to process it. Right? You're not supposed to carry all of it on your own. And I would say too, you know, because the stigma is that you're supposed to be this strong woman all the time, but that's exhausting. And when you deal with that challenge and everything, like I would say this is one of the reasons why there's a lot of African American nurses that are not really the healthiest in their body, because you may be able to be strong mentally and everything, but physically, health-wise, it's affecting you. It's affecting you because in the, you're not dealing with it, but it's affecting you in some way. So it's so important that you prioritize yourself, that you know, get what you need to do. There's no shame behind anything. You're bettering you so you can operate your highest level. So I hope that this honestly just expose, gave some light to dealing with racism as a nurse in nursing, period. And if you are going through it, challenges, you know, I do help people as well. If you need mentorship, you need advice, you can always visit our website, www.choosenursing.net. You can send me an email, you know, let me know who you are, if you need some type of support, if you want to get mentoring or, you know, because I do mentoring, not just only tutoring, but I also mentor and I coach. And but talk to somebody, you know, do what you need to do. Maybe it's time to switch the type of the specialty that you're doing. Maybe it's time to go back to school, but just make sure you take care of yourself first. Okay. All right. Well, I hope that you found this enlightening. Thank you so much for listening. Do me a favor and like this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, give this podcast 5 stars. It really does help and go a long way with spreading the word. Also, if you could share the podcast too, share it on your social media. That also really makes a big difference. All right. So thank you so much for listening. And I'll see you on the next episode. Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to learn more about myself, as well as who who or what choosing nursing exactly is and how we can help you in your journey towards becoming a nurse, whether you're in nursing school, whether you're an international student, or whether you are taking your NCLEX exam. Visit our website, choosingnursing.net. Choosingnursing.net. Take advantage of the resources that we have on there. It's a lot of great stuff. We've seen so much success, and you're definitely going to find it helpful. If you want to take advantage of my book, it's called NCLEXbook.choosingnursing.net. NCLEXbook.choosingnursing.net. It's called How to Slay the NCLEX in 2019. It will definitely help you to pass your NCLEX this year. And I do plan on updating that book every single year. And then if you want to follow us on social media, go to @choosingnursing on Instagram, choosing_nursing, or you can go to our Facebook page, which is also Choosing Nursing. And then if you want to follow my personal handle, you can go to @nursechoma, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere. All right, thank you so much for watching, and have a wonderful day. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to that episode. I hope that you found it entertaining or enlightening or informative. And then if you want to know more about myself or who we are, what is Choosing Nursing, you can always visit our website, which is www.choosingnursing.net, or just click below this episode for more details. And you can learn more about us, whether you are a nursing student, you're an aspiring nurse, a nursing graduate, you're trying to pass your boards, or you're a working nurse, we have something for you. So visit our website for more information. And then if you want to get my book, which is called How to Become a Registered Nurse, How to Become a Registered Nurse, it's available on Amazon. And you can find it there. You can also see it on our website as well. All right, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode.